how my voice sounds. Because, you know, a whole bunch of niggas say I have a rapper's voice.
So what do you, what's the definition of a rapper's voice?
That's a good question. I don't know. That, I mean, you know, you have good vocal projection.
Oh, yeah, I guess. You don't speak like a bitch. You don't talk like a bitch, so they think, oh, he has a rapper's voice. I don't know.
I mean, it's funny because if other people say I sound like Kanye, and I'm not even trying to be funny. It's just I've heard it multiple times, like when I actually like talk and when I actually like freestyle sometimes. It's like, oh man, you sound like the white Kanye. I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean?
That's the difference between the white Kanye and Kanye.
Yeah. But nah, and even both, like, even both is like, you know, we have similarities. That is one of my favorite. That is, like, my favorite rapper. But, you know, it's all good. I feel like my voice, you know, it's changed over the years or whatever. You know, it's not, I don't have the deepest voice, but, you know, I talk how I talk, and, you know, I feel like I have a meaning, I have a voice that people will hear, would like to hear, or whatever. It's all good, though.
So do they mean, like, you have the voice of Jesus, or you have the voice of a college dropout?
Probably just college dropout right now. I ain't Yeezus yet. I ain't even got to the let me get through the late registration. I ain't even applied for college yet.
Okay.
My FAFSA not coming in yet. I gotta wait for my grants. Nah, but
I'm just saying, if you walking around rapping and freestyling, calling yourself a god, and oh yeah, he sound like Kanye a little bit. Like,
yeah, man, it's yay. How, Sway? How? Nah, but, I just like rap. I just love rap music. That's all. It's, you know, I'm 25, about to be 26, and, you know, I feel like maybe I waited too long, or maybe I didn't wait too long, but it's something that, you know, in 2019, I feel like it's time to do something, you know, different in my life, you know. And even if I don't even become a big, you know, rapper, it's not that I'm looking for. It's just something that I need to get out, you know, my comfort zone and certain things, you know. That's all. That's how I look at it. And
so if you start rapping, what type of beats would you rap on? Kanye beats or a different type of beats?
I rap on, I like all beats. The sound really interests me, you know. I love instrumentals. I love instruments, you know. I always wanted to learn how to play the drums and the keyboard. I kind of know how to play the drums a little bit, but the keyboard and the guitar and piano and organ, those are kind of instruments I love hearing in beats and stuff, you know. You know what Wi-Fi beats are, right? Lo-fi beats. Nah, lo-fi beats. I like those. I like, you know, Kanye beats. I like any beat. Like, if I like the sound, if I find, like, it's catchy, then I feel like I can rhyme to it, you know. But I'm not a boom bap guy, but, you know, my favorite rappers are, like, MF Doom and you know, Kanye West, any Kanye West sound, Travis Scott, those are my favorite artists, something like that. Earl Sweatshirt is another guy that, you know, he raps on very unorthodox sounding beats, you know. They're not the, like, the greatest beats or something Drake would rap to, but it's a sound that I like because I have a very unorthodox way of, you know, rapping on anything. So it's just, it's, music is a way to really, like, express yourself, and the sound is, like, you know, a voice talking to you. So, you know, when you hear these artists and they play music and you hear the instrument, it's like, you know, a different person talking to you each time. And I feel like you shouldn't discriminate on any type of instrument or any type of beat, because they're all good, in my opinion, depending on who makes them, though, pretty much.
I mean, I've heard a lot of beats, and they've been whack sometimes, but a lot of stuff that's out, yeah, a lot of people pick hot beats. Yeah. I feel like that's very important. Like, you can't really make it without really picking a hot beat, but at the same time, like, why would a whack beat kind of speak to you in a sense, you know?
Nah, it, in a way it does. It tells you, like, you know, not like a negative way, but like a different way of, like, you know, it speaks to you, like, okay, this beat is really trash, but it's obviously, there's pain behind this beat, or there's, you know,
cause
some kind of reach.
Because it's some form of, like, musical expression, the beat.
Yeah, it is. It is. Because, you know, sometimes I go through YouTube and I check out a beat, and it's like, I've heard this before. It's a good beat, but I've heard this before. What is this, like, you know, it has filler. It's like, it's not as original as it could be. And, you know, a lot of people's like, oh, man, this beat is fire. This beat is fire. You know, they write their little rhymes in the comment section, which you shouldn't do, because people gonna steal your rhymes. Yeah. But, like, you know, it's like, you know, you go through 100 beats and then you hear that one, it like whisper in your ear, and it's like, okay, this person, they know what they're doing, or this person really took the time to, like, they know their instruments, or they know how to, you know, not program the, but, like, they know how to put sounds together and, you know, not make no crappy sounding instrument.
Well, I mean, you know, they're trying to speak to you. Like, you know, everything's not, you know, everything I say is not always for the same people. And then, you know, for the person that I'm speaking to, they're going to hear it and it's going to register, like, oh, shit, and he's talking to me, you know. And like, you know, I make beats, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
I mean, it takes time, you know. Not everybody is going to be good at finding a good sound. It's like, you know, it's kind of like the 10,000 hour rule, or not rule, but, like, you know, like, theory. It's like, if you put in the time, eventually you're going to be good at that thing. And it's not like, you know, not necessarily a job. It's like, you know, when a person learns how to play a piano, or a person learn how to play a skateboard, they're not just gonna hop on the skateboard and just be like, okay, I'm Tony Hawk, or I'm Shaun White, or something. Or you play piano, you're not gonna be Alicia Keys or Stevie Wonder. But, you know, over time, with repetition, you're gonna get good. And that's the same thing with beats. It's like, you know, your first couple of beats may be trash, but once you take the time and really hear the sound talking to you, you're gonna be, you know, you're gonna be a good beat maker, or instrumental maker, or whatever you wanna call it. But that's how I see it.
Nah, for sure. But see, that's the thing sometimes about being a producer, as opposed to sometimes just being a beat maker. Like, a producer can sit there and clap on the table 10 times and arrange it in a way, and then orchestrate for the singer to compose what they need to compose on it, to where it'll be a hit and not a super instrumental. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's perfect, because that's true. Because, like, you know, perfect example, a guy like DJ Khaled, he gets a lot of criticism from, you know, people that don't know, like, hey, man, what does DJ Khaled do? He's not even credited on this beat, but it's his song. What is he doing? No, DJ Khaled he's the executive producer. What he is doing is he's getting these artists together, and he's orchestrating to make a great song. And he deserves credit just as much as, you know, the artists that are on there, because he's making sure that it's not just making a beat.
He's the driving force of the whole record.
Right, right. Yes. That is the a perfect example of it. And, you know, I used to be one of the people that was like, man, DJ Khaled, man, this dude ain't doing nothing. But I was immature. I didn't know nothing about that. But, you know, you do research on it, and it's like, man, no, DJ Khaled is extremely important to songs like I'm So Hood or We Taking Over. I'm just naming old songs. But, you know, as an example as how important it is that he is a producer. It's not just making the beat. It's getting the song to sound good. Yeah. Yes. And that's how it is in a lot of ways in the music industry. You know, they might be labeled as a producer, but they didn't make the beat. P. Diddy might be a producer. He didn't make the beat, or he probably did make the beat, but he orchestrates the you know, the sound and how it should be put together with the artist or whoever's rapping or singing. And, you know, that's the day and age.
You think you will be able to make some beats to rap on like Kanye does?
If I practice hard enough, you know, I feel like I need to get more repetition, because, you know, I haven't used a program that much. I've used it a couple of times, but not as much as I should, because I feel like that's what it's going to have to take. You know, I have the ability to hear sound and find sound and make up sounds in my mind that has never been created before, because I'm so musically intertwined with a lot of things. You know, I like jazz, I like rhythm and blues, I like rock and roll, and, you know, whether I'm not gonna go through the subgenres, but, you know, I hear all these sounds and I feel like there's a way you can mix, you know, Chuck Berry with, you know, Louis Armstrong and make an instrumental. And then I feel like I love listening to R&B. R&B is so underrated when it comes to, you know, getting a sample to it. Like, you know, Chris Brown just came out with that song, Shannis, I forgot the name of the song, but he sampled that and he made a hit with it. And it's like, you can do that. You can do that. And that's what I like to do. I want to sample a song, but not sample like the whole like song, but like take bits and parts of it to make one like instrumental.
You know? Or maybe like the Juice WRLD.
Yeah. Well, you know, you gotta be careful, because you don't want to end up like Juice WRLD, where he's only getting 10% of the song. But yeah, kind of like that. You know, that's a good example, or kind of how like RZA does, or Kanye does, where he's like, hey, Kanye, I'm gonna take this Chaka Khan song, and I'm gonna take the chorus of the song, and I'm gonna loop it. And I'm gonna make a hit through the wire.
Yeah.
Or any other Kanye. Yeah.
He does a lot of interpolations.
Yeah. Early Kanye beats sampled heavily, especially before he was even rapping. Like, you know, when he's making songs with Alicia Keys, making beats for her, and making beats for Jay-Z on the Black Album and
see, whenever he started doing the 808s and Heartbreaks, all the projects after that, he started being more secretive and selective with his sampling. And
exactly,
then,
he got more creative. That's kind of how it's gonna. That's how I want to be. Like, you know, it's not that I don't want to sample it if I, you know, say I'm still producing like 10 years later. It's that, you know, I've become more musically intertwined that I can create my own sound. I don't have to sample from, you know, a old classic song. For a perfect example, like, you know, I wouldn't use 808s, because he, you know, he did a lot of covers on that album. Like Cold Is Winter was pretty much a cover, and some of the other instrumentals were samples. But like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, he does a good job of, you know, making his own sound, like Power, and the song Power and All of the Lights. They have like maybe little to no samples. It's a sound that he created on his own, him and his team or whatever created on their own. And I feel like, you know, that's where Kanye, you know, besides all his antics,
I feel like Yeezus, he really tried to break the mold.
Yeah, Oh my goodness. Yeah, he definitely did on Yeezus.
But even then, there's still like heavy interpolations of like.
Yeah, because the song Bound is a sample from a classic song, and you know, but Kanye, he does a good job of not letting that sample be the reason why that song is great.
Yeah,
if you know what I'm saying, like yeah. he not that sample is like, oh man, it reminds me like the song Hell of the Night. He samples Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne, but that's not what makes the song great. It's Kanye's vocal projection and the instrumental is what make the song great, not the sample. And it's a good sample, but like you know what I'm saying? Like yeah, he's sampling a rock and roll song. Like, you know, hip hop artists, dude, they don't really do that. Like they'll do, like, you know, like you said, it's a rock star age.
Same soul samples.
Yeah, but Black Sabbath is a death metal band. Like, you know, Kanye, that's how brilliant Kanye is. He's not looking at one, you know, he's not looking at old school R&B or old school rap. He's looking at everything. He's looking at, hey, how can I make this a hit? And I just think that, you know, if I ever became a producer, or if I ever became a good producer, that's how I want to be recognized, as someone that is not in one boundary, that's willing to explore and try to be as original as possible.
I was gonna say who's a producer who is just in one boundary, but there's just too many. I'm not even gonna.
It's too many.
I'm not gonna start. It's gonna sound like hating or whatever, clout chasing, if I just start bringing up the biggest names in the game and how they just sound like they just.
Because, you know,
just producing rap and R&B, like, but the, you know, some for some people that's just what they're known for. But
right, and
you know, that's why I like DJ Mustard. He got heavy and like very strong and prolific into EDM.
Yeah,
and not just in a little sense of like, you know, doing a little remix and putting his drums, choice of drums over beats, but like,
just
the songs that he did was just a real powerful, like, electronic music songs.
But he's smart. He knows what the people want. Like, he's from LA, but he knows like that sound is what the LA, like, you know, the California people want. And he's not gonna, like, you know, he's not gonna venture off. You're not gonna hear him like, oh man, let me try to make this New York beat right quick and see if people. No, because then he's gotten too far in his music career that people are gonna, like, it's gonna catch people off guard. It's like, oh well, who's gonna rap, who's rapping to this? Oh, DJ Mustard make this? Nah, no way, or something like that.
I mean, you know, he did LMA's stuff.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, who's he usually making beats for? Guys like Tyga, guys like, you YG. Know, YG, you know, Ty Dolla $ign, or some guy like that, you know, where they just want, you know, this, you know, hyphy type beat. They're not really like looking for some like boom bap or New York or Miami or whatever type beat. But, you know, it goes back to, you know, some people just, you know, they're not gonna switch up what they trying to do. And that's like one of my favorite producers is The Alchemist. He finds a way to be the same but still have a different sound on a lot of his beats. You know, when he make tapes for
Currency,
Currency, Damo Genesis, when he used to produce for Mobb Deep and Prodigy, you know, it had a similar sound, but he did a good job. He's another one that samples a lot too, but he...
I used to watch a lot of Alchemist beat making videos back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like, he's very dope to watch. Like, yeah. Super dope, because he would flip and stretch a lot. Like, he's the one who really kind of inspired and taught me to, like, play with the samples. And, uh-huh. Like, not just chop them up and, you know, like, regular. Like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure other producers were doing whatever they were doing. But, like I said, he was on a pedestal to where I was listening. And because I went to the East Coast to learn, like, the art of sampling. Uh-huh. Like, I got the love from Kanye.
Right.
Like, I got the love from Kanye.
Right.
But... like, you know, I knew that I had to go to the East Coast producers to really be like, all right, so what's the real art of this? What's the MPC? Like, even though I was using FL Studio, like, I still needed that, like, MPC, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, breakdown of, like, okay, how to use an MPC. So then I just figured out how to use that to FL. And I don't know. I remember I went to college with this other kid. He had this one... what was it? Man, he sampled some hard ass shit, like a Leanne Rimes song or some shit.
See, yeah, man, that's how it is, man. Like, you know, I love old records. You know, I have two parents, and I have a grandma, and I have elders that they know, they listen to a lot of old school music, and you know, being around them, growing up around them, you hear these classic songs. You hear, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I hear that, and I'm like, man, nobody's ever tried to sample an Earth, Wind, and Fire song, or nobody's ever tried to sample the OJs. And it's not like about just old school. It's just like, you know, how can we continue to make, you know, great instrumentals? How can we not just sample it, but how can we be inspired from that to continue on to make, you know, great beats, not just sampling it, but just, you know, hey, how can I make a sound in my head, create new notes or whatever it may be to make a new sound. That's why I really want to learn how to play the piano. That's one thing I'm gonna try to do, because, you know, I feel like if I learn how to play an instrument, I can be able to, like, you know, make my own notes or make my own sound or whatever it may be.
Yeah, I need to put in like 10,000 more hours on the real piano. Like, you know, I use a keyboard to make beats, but like, right, just a 25 key.
Right.
I really need like a full, like, 52, mm-hmm, yeah, 70.
Keyboard, yeah.
7 keyboard, 88 keys or whatever. I need 88 keys. That's why I need to learn how to, like, really just play a full size.
Yeah, keyboard is a little bit easier to learn how to play, because, like you said, it's less keys. But the piano, I want to, it breaks down more sounds. And
yeah.
I watch a lot of piano covers of songs.
Same here.
And I want to, like, I try to watch, I listen to them, but I try to watch them, you know, and see how they, you know, how are they, you know,
orchestrating the whole thing.
Right.
They're putting together, they're doing like the drum beat pattern, plus they're doing the singing, plus consistently like playing the melody.
Right.
I'm like, how the fuck?
Like, I mean, I know it takes practice, but like, it's like, fuck, it's perfect. Cause I was watching, somebody did a cover of Kanye West 808s, and that's 808s is so inspiring album. It's ridiculous. Like, I look back at it and it's like, dang, Kanye's fourth album, it's like he made it within like 6 months, but it's like, it's an inspiring album. And you know, they was doing a cover and it's like, man, dude, this sounds so good. Like, how can I get to that point to where I can do a drum solo cover or a piano solo cover to Kanye West songs? But it's something that, you know, it's gonna have to take time, you know. Rome wasn't built in a day. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah.